There are a lot of people in the Sunshine City who make a huge difference, and I have a multi-talented gentleman with me today, Jabbar Edmond. He's a filmmaker, he's a passionate community leader, and a seasoned political organizer from the greater Tampa Bay area. Currently, Jabbar is the president of the Childs Park Neighborhood Association, and he is the former executive committee member of the NAACP. Jabbar, welcome today.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. Great introduction.
Well, tell me a little bit. You work tirelessly for this city. Tell me a little bit about your journey to making a difference in our Sunshine City.
Okay. I started volunteering for my neighborhood association under Brother John Muhammad, council member of John Muhammad, when he was the president of Childs Park. So that really began my adventure in community work and community organizing. So once I joined the neighborhood association, I think I never looked back.
What is it about? Tell us a little bit about the history of that area, Childs Park, and how it's changed and what your vision for the future is.
Okay, Childs Park, the neighborhood has been growing for a long time. It's one of the largest concentrations of youth in Pinellas County. It also is one of the most active neighborhood associations in the city of St. Pete. We are growing our membership. We've been working on Smell Something, Say Something campaign, which is to get clean air and to raise the quality of living in the neighborhood.
It's so affordable housing, such an issue everywhere, but in particular there. We had Chief Anthony Holloway in talking about the importance of the youth programs and how it's more than fun and games. Talk to us a little bit about that, Jabbar.
Yes, it's so important for having things for our youth to do. Like I say, Childs Park has the largest concentration of youth in Pinellas County, so we would probably get the brunt or the heavy load of those programming if allocated properly, because we have a large group of young men and women who are always looking for things to do. And yes, it's more than fun and games, but it is also about keeping people occupied. Like they say, when you have an idle mind, it's the devil's playground. That is such more than a cliche. It's like a fact of life. If we can get these children productive things to do, then they will become productive citizens in our city.
I know that you harness a lot of groups, and the faith-based organizations are instrumental. Talk to me a little bit about the different organizations in St. Petersburg, but also in your community, and the faith-based relationship to helping and funding programs.
Yes, the churches are the bedrock of our community. The pastors, they are leaders not only on Sunday morning, but on daily life in the South St. Pete area. And we began probably back in 2017, 2016, we did an asset map of the neighborhood. And we're seeing where all the resources were. The churches were one of our number one resources. Also, one of the number one resources were the schools and education institutions. Gibbs High School, Stetson College, Eckerd College, USF College. So what we did was put together a plan to build relationships with the churches, the schools, and other resources in our neighborhood.
I just think it's amazing. You know, you have played a pivotal role in a numerous impactful movements, and I want to just point out that you were instrumental in restoring voting rights to over 1.4 million Floridians through Amendment 4.
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about that effort and what that means.
So, I ran the Pinellas County Organization for Florida Rights Restoration Coalition. They had many chapters around the city, and I mean around the state. And Pinellas County was one of the instrumental counties in helping get Amendment 4 passed. And we also registered voters. So not only did we get the awareness out about the campaign to restore rights of the returning citizens, but we also registered returning citizens, and we registered folks to vote and paid fines. So I think they paid maybe $5 million in fines in the city in Pinellas County.
I want to talk a little bit about what does disenfranchised communities mean. Let's drill down on that. Tell us, share that. I think a lot of people don't really understand this.
So I think disadvantage can mean whether it's race, whether it's financial, economic, whether it's sex or gender, or whether any number of things, whether it's health or special needs ailments, anything like those concerns is what makes a disadvantaged community or population. And when you have a population, when you have a population that's really directly impacted around, you know, different issues, because when you talk about like Childs Park, our neighborhood, we're impacted by so many different issues, whether it's health, whether it's income inequality, returning recidivism, crime. So we have so many of those different issues. That's what kind of make us one of those type of communities.
How do you listen to the community, and do you have open meetings? How do you touch? I know this. Listen, I've talked to many people, and you are the king of getting out and talking to people and listening to the community. Tell me some of the things you do so that you can better hear and represent the community.
Yes, thank you for that. So we have town halls. We just had a town hall at the Sunshine Center this Wednesday. Tuesday.
Right.
And it was around the Raise Hines redevelopment deal, and it was to have community people voices heard. It was simply to build a platform for community members to stand on, to have their voices heard, whether they're for, against, or indifferent of the deal. And that's the kind of thing that that's the kind of way I learned to organize, is listen to the community, hear what they want first, and then advocate for what they told you they wanted.
Tell us a little bit about what you heard in a nutshell, the USA Today version.
Oh, so it was, the crowd was the same mix of the surveys that's been going out. It was 80-20 on most of the surveys, and it was 80-20 in that room for and against for the redevelopment.
84?
80 against and 24. And this is the thing that I've learned. The more educated people are on the development agreement itself, the less likely they are to be for the deal. And the less educated they are on the development agreement. So when I say development agreement, because there's a presentation, there's concept renderings, and then there's an impact report. And those are all different things than the development agreement itself. And so more people who are educated on the development agreement, that is seems to be one of the telltale signs that they'll be for it or against it.
So what do you think are the four biggest issues facing you in downtown St. Pete and you as the president of the Childs Park Neighborhood Association in the next 2 years?
Definitely the Raise Hines development, environmental concerns. I think that we are on the front lines of environmental issues, whether we know it or not. And I think, it just goes in the environment, but hurricanes. I think the three of the four most important things are two are environment and one is the raise. And then also economics, jobs. I would say housing, but I think once you have a well-paying job, housing falls right in line.
How is inflation affecting your community?
Ooh, I think we've been hit hard. I think people don't even notice. We just pay the price. Oftentimes in the black community, the prices are already artificially inflated. You'll have people that won't get gas or buy products in a black community because the prices are really high. And like, I live in Childs Park. I shop on the north side.
You know, I was going to ask you about food deserts.
Yeah.
And the lack of, things have come and things have gone. What's going on with attracting businesses to support this community?
So the One Community Grocery Co-op was started in an attempt to address some of the food concerns. There are Positive Impact Church. There are several organizations that are attempting to fill those food desert gaps. And I stopped using the food desert because a desert is a naturally occurring thing. And this food insecurity thing is not natural. It's not naturally occurring. It's codes, permits, and, you know, institutional things that made this stuff happen. And we have to support the grocery stores that do open. We have to support some of these corner stores. Like, they're kind of price gouging. I just was talking about it. But to be honest, this is where people are getting their fresh food from. This is where they're getting their fruit from. This is where they're getting their vegetables from. So we have to somehow find a median ground to support them also while they support us.
I think that's the next town hall. I think that is such a great call to action. I want to switch to your passion. tell me a little bit about your filmmaking. You know, you've done a decade of experience in public service and nonprofit advocacy, but your films include Agent X, Art in the City. You've worked as a part marketing director for the Sunshine City Film Festival. Tell us all about you and the passion for filmmaking.
Yes. Well, my filmmaking passion actually started all of this. That's how I met Brother John. That's how I met a lot of the community leaders, because I would volunteer and I would film community events for them and produce small community videos. So really what I my attempt was not only to learn and get experience myself, because I didn't go to school for filmmaking. I wanted to also give a service and give a benefit to the community, because a videographer costs money. And most community groups don't have the finances to hire a videographer or a photographer to come capture their events or their So that's how I got started. Me and my partner, Cranston Cumberbatch, we've been making films and going around this city and just really looking to bring Hollywood home. And not looking to go and catch a flight to California and book this. No, we want to build a industry and a fan base right here in St. Pete, right here in the Tampa area on Clearwater, Largo. We have some of the most amazing filmmakers. We have some of the most amazing production houses that are here, and people don't even know it.
We had Creative Coastal in the house. And listen, I want to just bring up in 2020, you were part of the Eight Kings Collective.
Yes.
It's a group of positive men coming together in St. Pete, Tampa, giving back to the community. It's one team, one dream, one community.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're still in touch with a
yes,
lot of these people.
Yes.
Tell me briefly, before we wrap, about this organization and the power of collaboration, Jamar.
Yes, thank you so much for that. So the Eight Kings Collective, we started a group of black men that got together, and we wanted to honor our mothers. So it was called Honor Thy Mother, like a Bible verse. And what we did was pick 12 community mothers, and we fed them, gave them roses. God bless their Mama T. Lassiter was one of the honorees. We pampered them for Mother's Day. And it was such a success. In the preceding years, we would end up feeding hundreds of mothers. It would be during the COVID event, we did 220 mothers with the help of the Foundation for Healthy St. Pete, Feeding Tampa Bay, Three Generations Food Truck. We had a drive-through, and we really took the time to love on our mothers. And the collaboration really comes from the work that it takes to get where we want to go. Like right now, we're working on Juneteenth. We're going to have a film experience at the Tampa Theater. From 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and it's going to show all our independent films, and it's going to show one feature-length film, and which is Agent X Quarantine, which was filmed here in St. Pete during the quarantine. And that collaboration is between Dreammakers Productions, which is my production house with Cranston Cumberbatch, and the Tampa Bay Film Commission. We've partnered with the film commissioner in Tampa, and we've been able to bridge the gap. And that's like what collaboration is. So what we're going to do is build this community up one event at a time. And, you know, Juneteenth is Freedom Day. It was when the slaves did not know that they were free in Texas, and then they got the word. So what we want to do is celebrate that freedom through independent filmmaking, which is a form of freedom in of itself. So and it's a free event. It's a red carpet event. We invite everyone out. Black, white, red, pink, purple is going to be at the historic Tampa Theater June 19th from 6 p.m. to 10. And it's going to be an amazing event. I want to say big shout to Film Tampa Bay and our film commissioner here. Our commissioners and our film commissioners have been instrumental in helping Dreammakers Productions get the work done and get these films done. We're independent. It's the budgets are our pockets. It's our jobs and the time and effort our actors and actresses give us. So it's just, I got to say thanks again to Film Tampa Bay, Dreammakers Production, Ms. Debbie Yachty Garrett, because honestly, we can't do this without the team effort and collaboration.
Will you tell us the website for your organization?
It's Dreammakers Productions, - Dreammakers with a Z, Dreammakers with a Z, Productions.com, Dreammakersproductions.com, and all the information is on there.
And to get in touch with you to make a difference in Child's Park, how do we reach you?
My phone number, you can call me. It's 727-320-6264. That's 727-320-6264. That's my direct line. I always answer, and if I don't, just text me.
That is Jabbar Edmonds, filmmaker, making a difference in our community, more than just Childs Park. He is a Sunshine City star. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. I really love Radio St. Pete and all y'all do.